We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey guys, it's our first podcast, our first secret show of 2022.
Yeah.
Sorry for the delay, but thanks for tuning in and listening to us. And I think you've heard before, this is not for family. Kids really shouldn't listen.
No, definitely not.
Don't listen out loud at work. So we put a question out there yesterday on the air. I guess I asked for it.
You did.
And I asked our listeners, you know, what do you want to hear us talk about mm-hmm. on our secret show? Sorry. And of course, because I asked for it, here's our first question.
My question is, have you ever slept with or thought of sleeping with someone that you worked with?
Okay. Well, we opened up the can of worms, didn't we?
My God.
Oh, boy.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah,
please.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of it. Okay, yes. Absolutely. When you're in a creative situation, at least for me, and you work with people every day and you're doing the best you can and you're climbing and you've... I don't know if I'm describing it right, but you get... I get high when I create something really good. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the most unlikely person is standing next to you and you're like, I think I love them.
I want to jump his bones.
Well, it's more like, I just love you. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just think you're the best.
But no,
and it doesn't matter about looks. It just matters about like...
the connection.
The connection.
Over
right.
So, building yes. that creativity.
Yes, I have thought about it. And in college, no, after college, my boyfriend broke up with me. And I worked nights playing love songs.
Oh, God.
Oh, for the love of God.
So you were on the floor.
From 7 to midnight, 5 hours of love songs. And I cried out the window of the studio for like a month,
no.
right? But then the guy that came in after me, he was my friend. And then, yes, we ended up...
hooking up?
We ended up being like boyfriend and girlfriend. And I think that's because maybe it was a... what do you call that?
Rebound?
Rebound, but he was there and he listened to me.
Hold on. The guy who came in after you, you mean the DJ who was on after you?
Yeah.
So you were banging the guy who was on the air
well,
after you.
Well, you
put it like that.
That's
I mean,
how
we
was.
Were friends for a very long time and then he would sit and talk to me and then we ended up dating. But yes.
Okay. It would be like Karen getting with Emily West. I'm just saying, she's on after us.
Or it would be you getting it on with Emily
we're
West.
We're not talking about me, Karen. It's about you.
So you gave the worst example I could ever think of.
What?
Now that we know that you've done that with your coworker, did it ever happen in the studio?
Oh, man.
She's smiling.
Now, probably nobody was in the station at midnight. Maybe. I don't. It was a while ago. Probably. I'm going
to
say yeah.
To the love songs track.
No. Then he went back to regular format
oh,
at midnight.
Okay.
But, oh, man.
Karen.
It was torturous. Yeah. What? I'm being honest. I'm showing you a portion of my life, and I'm telling you yes. Now, let me turn the question on you.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever slept with or thought about sleeping with someone you work with, Johnny? Because you've only worked here, Anthony, and mm-hmm. you've been with Stephanie the whole time, so you don't count.
Yeah,
here's
no.
the thing. Since this is, like, more current, am I, like, is this, could I get fired for this audio? Like, right now, like, I'm a little afraid to say some things.
Wait, so that would mean that something happened while you work for this company? You've only been here 3 years. What? Anthony, what's going on that we don't know about?
I think it was the day I wore a skirt to work. I think that's what he's talking about.
He said it was a kilt.
It was the kilt.
There was a couple things. Well, I'll start with a couple of our female coworkers matched with me on Bumble. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, yes. Remember that mm-hmm. was kind of uncomfortable because then you're like, oh my God, I matched with the girl down the hall. What do I do? What do I say? Do I like? Do I swipe? Do I? Yeah.
So okay. I saw two of my coworkers swipe yes on me. And then I had to like work one-on-one with them in the office. It was very awkward. One time, Kara, there was a promo girl. And this is what I'm scared to talk about. She was of age. She wanted to show me something and she pulls me into the prize closet.
Oh, here. She wanted to show you something, huh?
She showed you her prize closet.
Wait, this is all going on here while you knew me?
I never told you.
Oh,
see, we think he's going to the bathroom.
I thought I knew everything.
I know. But
I'm hurt. You tell me everything. Please tell me you didn't have sex with a girl in the prize closet.
Right on the Can't Beat Karen mugs.
No!
Oh, my God.
No, I didn't.
That's why they're sticky.
Of course he would.
This was like...
Oh, my God. Ew.
This was like also around when canceling became like super... guys were getting canceled left and right every day. So I was just like, I made
me
sure.
Me too. It was the Me Too movement.
The Me Too movement. And I made sure that door was wide open and I was far away from her. Well, no.
Wait, when you had sex?
Hold on. No, we didn't have sex.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe him either. There's two options.
He's turning red and he's sweating.
We either don't believe him, which is what's going on between us, or he's imagining this whole thing and this girl never liked him at all. That could be happening too. How do you know she was really into
you? You know the girl I'm talking about.
I don't know the girl you're talking about, and I'm mad.
I love that you're mad.
I'm going to write it on a sign and hold it up to you, Karen.
I'm really disappointed in you, actually.
Karen and Anthony both wrote down names on a piece of paper. Can you put them up again? Let me see. Yeah. All right. Anthony says that with an S. Uh-uh. Wasn't her.
And this is to protect the girl.
And Karen put... I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, okay.
Was she... Hold on, can I whisper something? Anthony,
it doesn't matter. Just who was right, him or me?
Neither of you are right. You're both wrong.
Good,
there's a third
one
girl
Anthony used to work here, and she like... Anthony knows exactly who I'm talking about.
Was it the girl with the blonde hair?
Okay!
There's 10 million girls with blonde hair that work here.
No, there was one girl who had short blonde hair, and she walked around with high heels that were literally a foot and a half tall.
Well, I don't know. All I know is that all the promotion girls that we work with are hard workers. They were excellent at what they did. Oh, and I don't remember anybody tottering around on heels, but maybe you guys have a different memory.
I just felt weird about trying to be romantic with a coworker. I always have.
You know that saying, don't shit where you eat.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
And so, all right, so now... We're nothing but a bunch of whoas.
Whoas? We can't even ask intern Anthony. He's been dating the same girl since 1962.
Right. And if he does say something, that would be, oh boy, not good.
It'd be cheating. I think even thinking about it is cheating. Honestly.
See, I know. That's the way he is, though. You know that. He is 1,000% dedicated to Stephanie. Yeah.
Do you watch porn?
No, not really.
Liar!
I don't need to.
Liar! You showed me porn.
And you're the one that every time I'm asking for a website, you make me look up porn.
Oh, I know all the dirty videos. For the love of God, I was 16 at one point.
Okay, so did you hit up any of the girls you worked with at the deli?
No. I worked with girls at deli, but none of them were attractive to me, and they kind of kept them away from us. That was like a sexist thing. Like, that you can't...
Girls separated from boys behind the deli counter.
They really were. Honestly, and this is going to sound sexist, but they assumed that the women couldn't handle the slicer or picking up the heavy cold cuts.
That is so sexist.
It's horribly sexist, but that's it. So I never really got to work. You're, honest to God, one of the... Probably the first female I've ever gotten to work with directly.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously. And I'm in charge.
Yeah.
So how does that make you feel?
Small.
You're like a big sister. I'll leave it at that. You're like, have you ever looked at me and like, damn, he's been working out.
Oh my God, no.
Come on, be honest.
Neither of you. I'm so sorry. You guys are so freaking cute. And you remember that one day I took a picture? I'm like, Jesus God, these guys are good looking.
I remember the picture.
But you guys are like my brothers. You remind me of my brothers.
Wow.
So that's how, I think that's why the show... you know, works the way it does, and why I wanted you guys on the team, because you just remind me of the way I fool around and mess around and, you know, punch each other and joke with each other. And so I'm sorry. I think it must be a switch in my brain. And I'm not saying this for any other reason, except I love you guys so much. I basically tell you anything and everything, but I haven't thought of it.
We just got brother zoned.
Oh, we did.
But that's the way I need to... That's... Oh, God.
We get it, Carrie. You won't sleep with us. It's fine. But I will say...
I'm glad you're okay with it.
When you were sending that medical pic of your boob to your sister, and I accidentally caught a glimpse of your boob...
Oh, Jesus, that was accidental.
I know it was an accident, but my eyes can't accidentally unsee it. And so I saw your boob, and it was a good-looking boob. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay, it was a good-looking boob. So that's all I'll say.
Thank you. I do have great boobs.
You do?
I will say that.
So?
Now we know Johnny would sleep with his coworker, which is Karen.
I said her boobs.
He just wants to sleep with the one boob that I saw.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.